The Youth's Instructor, February 25, 1897, God's Representatives. In every age, the Lord has had representative men, and these men have not been without influence. Many speak of the dark ages of ignorance before Christ came into our world, His divinity clothed with humanity. But they do not consider that Christ was the light of His church before He revealed Himself as the Prince of Life to battle against the Prince of Darkness. In the repentant Adam, a voice was raised to testify that God is true, that His law is not to be broken, and that His word cannot be disregarded with impunity. Enoch walked with God 300 years. He was a man of wisdom, enlightened and taught of God. He was daily proving His divine companion, who, in turn, was testing Enoch. This witness was brought into singular nearness to God and was constantly seeking His guidance. He was a man of infinite wisdom because he relied on infinite wisdom. He was a man of great meekness and humility because he trusted in God for all things and not in himself. He did not walk slowly and reluctantly, but kept pace with the opening providences of God. Enoch did not close himself within monastic walls in order to keep pure. He did not build up a wall of separation between himself and his fellow men. Had he done so, the world would not have seen his light, that God was manifest in him. He was to reveal what man may be when connected with the source of all power. He had home religion. He walked with God when engaged in his business and in the associations of his daily life. He was a husband and father, and he exemplified what a husband and father should be under the guidance and control of Christ. The world was Enoch's field of labor. He had a message to an apostate race, words of warning and reproof for the sins that were flooding the world. In walking with God, Enoch was keeping a knowledge of God before the people. Although meek and having a sense of his dependence upon God, his holy indignation waxed strong against those who were making void the law of God and turning aside his counsels, putting in their place human counsels and human devising. He proclaimed the message, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them." God had revealed the future to Enoch. The wonderful event of the Lord's coming was opened to his vision. "He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him." This was present truth to Enoch, and was proclaimed by him to the world. God had other men to testify of him in that day, though Enoch stood at the head. There was Noah, with his God-given message. And thus, God's chosen representatives are traced from generation to generation, as they gave their message to the world, flashing the light of heaven upon the pathway of those who walk in darkness. Adam, Enoch, and Noah were representative men. Jesus himself was their educator. God did not design that they should build a wall of seclusion around themselves. They were to be light bearers, representing Christ, and thus representatives of God. These men in their day were to do just as Christ enjoined upon his disciples when he was among them as their teacher. His words to them were, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven.